Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she heard a voice whisper in her ear, "Hey, hello, can you hear me?" Was it one of the many spirits in her house, or was it attached to a gift from her husband?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to all of our bonus materials, get everything ad-free and well in advance of everyone else with no commercials, you can get that on our own private Real Ghost Stories Online channel. You get access to that through Apple Podcasts when you sign up there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. After I did that intro there, I realized I should have like done an effect on it where it was like,
"Hey, hello, can you hear me?"
I don't know that you would confuse that, though, with another voice in the house, you know, unless Barry White is bunking somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, baby. Yeah.
You know, hearing, like that.
Hearing a voice, like, say something like that, "Hey, mm-hmm. hello, can you hear me?"
That's
freaking creepy.
Yeah, I know.
I had a weird thing happen the other day. Not like it was paranormal in my house or anything like that, but, and this is sad. So I was at a funeral, mm-hmm. good friend of mine died, and they didn't have it in a church. It was at one of those, you know, it's the funeral home. They've got the big room. And so after, so I know a zillion people there. And after the service, there's a girl I know, and I gave her a hug, and she just starts rambling all this stuff. And she pulls up her arm. She's already got his initials tattooed on her arm. Which I was like, dang, that was fast. And then she says, because he worked at a theater here in town, and he was a bartender. And she said that she went to work the next night and looked behind the bar and saw his full body apparition. And I was
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know what to say to that. I was like, I mean, I'm hardly going to discount it, but at the same time, I was like, he had just quit his job. Like, he was going to be quitting. Like, mm-hmm. would that be the place he would show up? Or I don't know. I was so thrown by it. And I'm like, mm-hmm. this is shit I talk about all day, every day. And then when it happens to me, I didn't know how to feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or when somebody's talking, it didn't happen to me, but you know, the story, I was like, you know, normally I'd be like, oh, you got to get on and tell that story. I want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't. I was like, I don't know that I want any more details on this.
Yeah.
It was weird. It's just weird when it's somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I would feel about seeing a full body apparition of a good friend. I don't know if I would find that comforting. And I kind of said, were you okay with that or something to that effect? And mm-hmm. she's like, yeah, I needed it.
Well, just get out the Ouija board and start summoning your dead friends and see who shows up.
See how it goes. I think I'll do it alone at night.
Yeah. Then you can say, that was fun, or I didn't like that. As long as it's your actual friend, they don't show up. And it's like, why do you have hooves? I don't remember you having hooves, but you look so much like my friend. It's like, oh, shoot. I summoned the wrong thing.
This did not end well for you.
Darn it.
I should have seen this coming in your life. We could have turned this around.
Now you got hooves. 855-853-4802 is our number. Let's go to a phone call. Hi.
I called with a shower story the other day where my water faucet in the bathroom kept going or turning on by itself. Basically, my husband bought me this little holder that has Chinese writing on it. He got it from Goodwill about a month ago. He knew I would like it. And so it's been in my room for about a month now. And you know, I had the shower incident where the faucet kept turning on by itself and it freaked me out or whatever. But I was in the bathroom last night brushing my teeth, got it all nice and foamy in my mouth, you know, and all of a sudden this lady's voice whispered in my ear saying, "Hey, hello, can you hear me? And, you know, I got all bug-eyed, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is not happening. No. And, you know, I'm just, like, freaking out. Well, he decided to tell me that last night, that there was human hair in the holder thing that he got me with the Chinese writing on it. And I've been holding my hairbrushes in there. And he didn't tell me this. He was like, well, I just thought they maybe, like, held their hair and their hairbrushes in there. You know, he said it was black, straight hair, really long. And I'm like, well, how much was there? And he was like, I mean, it was a good amount. He was like, I thought it was weird that there was that much hair in the bottom of that. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know if it was, like, some kind of ritual or what the hell it was. But now I'm, like, freaking out. You know, and I already have, like, and I don't have, I think I have multiple spirits in my house. None that are evil or anything like that. I don't think they're there to hurt any of my family members. But, you know, we have, like, children playing in my daughter's room. We hear the giggling, the laughing, the running up and down, the pitter-pattering up and down the hallways. And I have a five-year-old daughter. You know, she plays by herself very well. You know, I've never seen her, like, interact, but she's never said anything. But, I mean, she does play very well with herself. She's the only child. So, I mean, I don't know. She hasn't said anything to me. So, maybe they just come out at night after everyone's asleep. I have no idea. But, yeah, this is freaking me the fuck out. Sorry for the language, but I'm, like, I don't know, like, I took it out of the room, and I just, like, threw it down the hallway last night, and I found it in the living room where I had thrown it this morning, and, you know, put it on the counter, and I'm just, like, staring at it, like, whose hair was in this thing? Like, trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and, you know, I haven't had an experience like that since I was in the hospital. I had fallen off the four-story balcony back in 2010, and I had a room full of patients. When I had woken up from, you know, they had me on Dilaudid. I woke up and there was a room full of patients and this guy was standing over me asking me all these questions like, who are you? What year is it? What time is it? Like all these questions and stuff. And you know, my mom was with me. I woke her up. She didn't see anything. So I was like, well, maybe I'm hallucinating. She's like, well, tell them to leave. So I told them to leave. I opened my eyes back up and everyone was gone. I mean, there had to have been about 15 patients in that room. It was freaky. So maybe I was thinking that they were just hallucinations there for a while. When I went home about a week later, I was sleeping in my room and I woke up. I was not on any pain medication like that. I was only on Tylenol and the same exact guy was hanging over, like he was like hovering over me, asking me all these questions again. And me thinking that he was a hallucination in the beginning, I'm like, freaking out, like, you know, I screamed at him to leave me alone. He doesn't belong here. This is my house. Please leave. You know, it's very stern. He left. And that was back in 2010. I haven't had, like, you know, any apparition talking to me or like any of that. So now I'm like, who is this lady in my bathroom? I don't know. I don't mind the children laughing in the playroom and running, but pitter pattering and stuff when we're asleep. That I don't mind, but when they talk, this lady's talking to me now, and now I'm like scared she's gonna show herself to me, and I don't know. Like, I have smudged the house. I smudged it this morning. I smudged it last night. We smudged the house every single day. I don't know if that has something to do with it. If we're, you know, we're smudging the house every day, maybe that does. I don't know, but any input you guys can give me, I would so appreciate it. The listeners, anyone, just give us something to work with. I don't know what to do. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't give her, like, I didn't, like, you know, of course my eyes went like bug-eyed when she said it in my ear, but, and it was like you could feel like the hot breath, like it was weird, and I was like, oh my god, like goosebumps right away. And I don't know. If you guys could just, I didn't interact with her at all. I know you're not supposed to. And so I just like left it alone, you know, went and I told my husband about it. I whispered, which I don't know if that helped at all or not, but guys, help me. Okay. I love you guys. I love what you do. Thank you for this outlay. I appreciate it very, very much. So, okay. Thanks y'all.
You're going to die. That's the end of it. You're cursed and something horrible will happen. Next.
There you go.
I don't know. What's your take on it? I mean, it seems like there's obviously something going on there.
First off, I would like to acknowledge that that would have scared the shit out of me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's nothing creepier, you know, because when you're just in the bathroom brushing your teeth, the last thing you're thinking about is like somebody walking up and saying something in your ear.
Sure.
You know, so that would like totally startle you. And especially, you know, because she said a woman makes me think it's her and her husband or boyfriend and kids living mm-hmm. in this house.
Yeah.
So there's not another woman in the house. So what was it? And was it, do you think it could have been connected to the box that he brought in? I don't know, because there's also other spirits in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Could the box have kind of stirred something up? I don't know. The weird thing is that she's like okay with the pitter patter of the kids' feet and those things, which I wouldn't be totally okay with. So she's much braver than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It kind of feels like it. Maybe it is connected to the box that has hair in it, like creepy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I'd want that box
mm-hmm.
in my house, you know. So she said she threw it out in the hallway or something or in the living room. But she didn't say, I don't think she said that she threw it away completely, did she?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah. I think I'd try getting rid of that and do the other things that she was doing, the smudging and all that.
Mm-hmm. I
think that's a good idea, but I would be afraid that it would happen again.
Yeah, I would
too. And
that's
just going to take time to go by with it not happening before. There's no way you're not going to all the time be going, somebody going to talk in my ear. And she said she could feel like a breath on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ew.
You got to be careful when you go to the store and you buy used hair in anything.
Yeah, boxes with used hair.
Because, yeah, that can make things go south very fast. So it's kind of one of those the more you know moments.
Yep, watch what you bring home from the Goodwill.
Because it may not turn out very well, but no, spooky story. Thank you for sharing that. Really do appreciate that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. Want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that good stuff, go ahead, sign up to get it. Ghostpodcast.com, Patreon.com, or on Apple Podcasts right there on our page. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.